BBC News with Jonathan Wheatley. The head of United Nations peacekeeping operations, Alain Leroy, says more troops are urgently needed to protect civilians in the east of Congo. Mr. Leroy has asked the UN Security Council for 3,000 reinforcements in the region, where recent fighting between government forces and rebels has displaced a quarter of a million people. From the United Nations, here's Laura Trevelyan.
Alain Leroy said that even though the existing UN peacekeepers in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been reassigned, so that nearly 6,000 are now in North Kivu, scene of the recent violence, that's still not enough. The UN wants an extra 3,000 troops and equipment like helicopters to cope with the instability in the eastern Congo. Mr. Leroy said although the mood of the council was shifting towards supporting sending more troops, no decision had yet been made, and the diplomats wanted more details.
Staying in Africa, and Rwanda has expelled the German ambassador to Kigali as the row intensifies over the arrest in Frankfurt of a senior aide to the Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Mr. Kagame, who is himself visiting Germany, has condemned the detention of the aide Rose Kabuye. He said she held diplomatic immunity, but a German official, Hildegard Becker-Toussaint, said her government's information was that Mrs. Kabuye was travelling privately. She said Mrs. Kabuye faced extremely serious charges.
The arrest warrant is for murder and for participation in a terrorist organization. She's also accused of involvement in the 1994 assassination, namely the crash of the then president's plane. Many French citizens were also killed in the crash. The victims' families are joint plaintiffs, and that's why there's a strong interest in the prosecution of this woman.
The former president of Taiwan, Chen Shui-bian, has been taken into custody after a court approved a request by prosecutors to detain him. He's facing charges of corruption. Mr. Chen had earlier spent several hours answering questions in the prosecutor's office. From Taipei, Cindy Su reports.
Prosecutors accused Mr. Chen and his wife of misusing several hundred thousand dollars of a special presidential fund and accused the former first family of transferring millions of dollars into overseas bank accounts. Mr. Chen has denied any wrongdoing. On Tuesday, he blamed the current president, Ma Ying-jeou, and the ruling party, Kuomintang, for his arrest, accusing them of bowing to pressure from Beijing.
Partial results from the election for mayor of Jerusalem suggest a right-wing secular candidate, Nir Barkat, is heading for victory. Israeli media said that with a third of the votes counted, Mr. Barkat was well ahead of his main rival, an ultra-Orthodox rabbi, Meir Porush. A fiercely contested election campaign raised tensions between religious and secular Jews, but Mr. Barkat has pledged to represent all the people of Jerusalem. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. A report in Italy says the world financial crisis is helping the mafia to strengthen its hold on the country's economy. The Italian small business organization, the Confessor Centi, estimates that mafia gangs now earn more than $160 billion a year, equivalent to 6% of Italy's economic output. The report says criminal syndicates are using their huge financial resources to buy up property and businesses at a time when legitimate organizations are finding it hard to borrow money. Controversial regulations, which mean fruit and vegetables are often banned from sale in Europe because they're the wrong size or shape, are due to be abolished by the European Union. Dominic Hughes reports from Brussels.
For years, they've been held up as the epitome of Euro madness. Regulations that mean shops have been unable to sell oddly shaped vegetables that don't comply to a uniform size and shape. But all that is set to change as the Commission prepares to scrap specific marketing standards for 26 types of produce. The regulations were originally introduced as a common standard so that buyers knew what they would be getting. But over the years they grew and became more restrictive until stories about straight bananas became part of European folklore.
A new report released here in Britain by the Royal Commission on Environmental Pollution has called for urgent research into the safety of nanomaterials, tiny particles commonly used in hundreds of consumer products worldwide. The report rejected an outright ban on nanomaterials, saying that some, such as those used in sun creams to prevent skin cancer, provided huge benefits. However, it raised concerns that knowledge about the potential impact of nanomaterials, both on human health and the environment, lagged behind the pace of innovation. The Commission's chairman, Professor Sir John Lawton, said there was no evidence that nanomaterials were harmful, but added there was no way of knowing if they were dangerous. BBC News.